USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is calling on other members of Congress to visit Israel while she and Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib cannot. At a news conference in Minnesota, Omar says she and Tlaib are being prevented from carrying out their duties as members of Congress. Former independent senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, has a message for the two congresswomen.
I hope if they really talk to members of the Israeli Knesset, the community, they'd feel at least the diversity of opinion.
Lieberman was speaking there on Fox News. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill is firing Officer Daniel Pantaleno following the arrest and death of Eric Garner.
I've been a cop a long time. If I was still a cop, I'd probably be mad at me. I would. You're not looking out for us. But I am.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Republican National Committee is going to court in California to fight a law that would require President Trump to release his tax returns to get on the GOP primary ballot. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the law would create an unfair playing field for Republicans in the state.
They want to preclude the president from being at the top of the ticket to prevent Republicans from getting through in these congressional races across the state. The RNC has filed a lawsuit. They've created an arbitrary test for president that's against the Constitution.
A major Jewish organization is speaking out after a congressman called for a boycott of Bill Maher's show. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The World Jewish Congress is denouncing Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's call for a boycott of Bill Maher's HBO show Real Time. The Michigan lawmaker's call came after Maher denounced the international effort to boycott Israel over its policies.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Both Republicans and Democrats are talking about removing troops from Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Wendy King shares one 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful's point of view.
The U.S. envoy, who's negotiating an end to the war in Afghanistan, says the talks need to be sped up after a suicide bomber killed 63 people at a wedding on Saturday in Kabul. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says it's time for the U.S. to depart.
Leaving Afghanistan is the one thing that the right, the left, the Taliban, the government, and the international community all agree on. So the real question here is, are we going to leave well or are we going to leave poorly?
Staying in politics, one presidential candidate is stepping away from the campaign trail to serve the nation. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005.
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.